أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. With regard to this, with regard to our iman, one very important thing which we discussed yesterday, where we must have iman on the things that we have iman on. At the same time, all the things which are opposite of iman, we must stay away from that completely. All the things like the signs of kufr, a cross, etc., we should stay away from that completely. As we mentioned Nike, and one brother reminded that, for example, some soccer teams in their emblem, they've got Satanism in there. Manchester United, etc., many other things. There are many things like that in which there is Satanism, in which there is kufr. So we should not associate with those things at all whatsoever. Presently, with regard to the Diwali, there are many, we must not honor the Diwali in any way whatsoever. We must be very careful as far as our businesses also are concerned. And in order to win the Hindu clientele, we wish them good over the Diwali. Actually, we are wishing good on their evil, on their idol worship, on their things which they believe. Christmas is coming soon, and then we wish them good over Christmas. We are wishing them good over their idol worship, the worship of Trinity, etc. Then when Easter comes, hot cross buns, etc., all the things which are associated and which are signs of kufr, we must stay away from that completely. We should not relate to that in any way whatsoever. Just to have iman is not sufficient, but to stay away from the signs of kufr and the things of kufr, that is also absolutely essential. A very pure iman is required. Further, ulama explained another very great point here, that is, from the awliya's point of view. One is that iman which they refer to as the form of iman, and the other, the reality of iman. The form of iman that we believe, as we have been discussing, in Allah Ta'ala with all its requisites, etc., and we don't, there isn't a single thing against that. And that iman is that which Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought with. Once we believe in that from with our heart, then that will give us salvation on the day of Qiyamah. And if a person goes with that iman, according to general ahadith, there will be wholesale forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And that person will go straight into Jannah when he has brought that iman. And that iman is sufficient to grant a person his Jannah. Then there is the reality of iman. That iman becomes our nature. Not only that we accept and believe in iman, but we, so to say, become diehards for iman. And iman means everything. That stage we come, that we start enjoying, we can't stop making shukr that Allah gave us iman, by which He saved us from kufr, idol worship, from paganism, from all terrible things. He saved us from alcoholism, He saved us from drugs, He saved us from all other terrible sins. So that is that reality. When a person feels the sweetness of that iman, and namaz, he doesn't look at it only as a duty, but as a pleasure. In fact, he makes shukr to Allah, "You made farz namaz for me, and that you have given me the honor of fulfilling my namaz." He enjoys reading his Quran Sharif above everything. That iman is the reality of iman. And on that, there are no limits that he acquires in the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. He keeps on going closer to Allah Ta'ala. However, that basic iman will save him from Jahannam and will grant him Jannah. But to gain the greater closeness of Allah Ta'ala, when this reality of iman, and for that a strenuous effort is required, then a person acquires that iman. To understand the two, ulama give this example, like a cold, a flu, that nobody likes that also. and it's not a thing that a person likes. But compared to cancer, then we say, what's a flu? A flu is nothing. What's a cold? Your running nose, that's nothing compared to cancer. But just on its own, it's also an undesirable thing. A person feels miserable in his flu. His nose is running all the time. Like that, with the basics of Iman, certain gunas are also, they will be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. But when you look at the reality of Iman, then that gunas also appear to be very big. You can't accept that also. Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyatul Muqarrabin. That for the ordinary person, the little gunas that are overlooked. But for those who are very pious, they can't tolerate that small gunas also. That are also too dangerous for them. They just can't tolerate them. So like that, would Allah's end, ulama have written, it is Allah's great favor that He made our salvation in the Akhirat on the basics of Iman, that outer form of Iman that we believe, we accept it wholeheartedly, and we act accordingly, on that Allah will give salvation and save a person from Jahannam. But to get that reality and sweetness of Iman, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to, ذَلِكَ صَرِيحُ الْإِيمَانِ. That is pure Iman. When now you hate every guna, you just can't tolerate any guna, and you feel bad about it, that is coming into the very close proximity of Allah Ta'ala. So Iman is a very important aspect which we must be very careful about, make dua that our Iman remains intact. Where we have any doubt, we should not hesitate to ask. MashaAllah, there are a lot of ulama, muftis around, so we should make sure that our Iman is in place and intact. And when we die, we can only make dua to Allah that out of His mercy and kindness, that He takes us all our progeny, with that Iman which is required by Him, which will save us from Jahannam and take us into Jannat and the ni'mats of Jannat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا